All right, Enes Kanter calling in here in just a moment from the Boston Celtics. And he's played in a lot of different spots throughout the NBA. And I'm sure he's never played in a hub city, which will be happening come this summer because the NBA is expected to set up at Disney down in Orlando and wrap up their season. And Boston will be one of those teams, whether it's 16, 20, 24, all 30. Boston's locked in, and they're a good team. And we'll see what Enes has to say about that. And I guess he's a big wrestling guy. Like, there's a lot of athletes that want to get into the WWE. And I guess it's lucrative. Like, you can make money. You can build your brand. Right. But just after we announced that he was coming on, we've had multiple people write in. So you got to ask him about the WWE. Like, it's so important. So I guess we will. Got to get to the bottom of that. He must be a big wrestling guy.
Yeah, he may have, like, a signature move that he's working on, too.
Well, now's the time to master that, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you find
he's working on his signature move right now.
Yeah, forget your you know, free throws, your three-point game. You know, we need a signature move for when you step into the ring at WrestleMania.
It's a slam dunk.
That's what it should. I don't know how. Yeah. It's tough to come up with a unique finishing move now in wrestling,
man.
It's been around so long, right? Yeah. Everyone's kind of mastered it. Well, let's try and find the answer if we can. You know him from the Boston Celtics, a longtime member in the NBA. Making his debut here on the show. This is great. Here's Enes Kanter. Enes, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thanks. We're just saying that ever since we announced just on Twitter that you're coming on, no one's saying, hey, ask him about the Celtics. Ask him about the Hub City. Ask him about the NBA and what's going to happen here. Everyone wants us to ask you about the WWE.
Oh, my God.
What's up with this? Like, what are you working on your finishing move? Are you going to be like a superstar in the WWE or what?
I actually am, man. Forget about, like, the free throws and stuff. I am actually working on my finishing move.
All right, what's it going to look like? Give us a scoop here.
I was actually still trying to come up with a name. And I actually, like, asked one of my friends. He's like, hey, you're from Turkey, so I think Turkish July will be the best name. You know what I mean?
I love that.
But hey, it's fun, man. I'm excited about that for sure.
Yeah, what is it about all these athletes, like Gronk, Rodman back in the day? There's been a lot of them. Like, why? I guess you're a wrestling fan, but why do you have such a connection and want to get into the wrestling game at some point?
Well, I went to college here in Kentucky, and NCAA did not let me play. I mean, obviously, crazy rules. But that was one of my hobbies, actually, just watching WWE. I actually went to my first match in Indiana that year. Like 9 years ago, and then I'm like, you know what? This can be my career, and actually we start watching that since, and then I'm still watching it. Actually, I met one of my favorite, actually my favorite of all time, wrestler Undertaker when they came to Madison Square Garden. Like, my knees were shaking first time I met him. Like, it was crazy, and I'm like, you know what? This can be my career. And I actually talked to Paul Heyman, and he's like, hey. Like, are we doing this or what? I'm like, dude, you got to give me at least like 4 or 5 more years to just play in NBA, and then I am all yours.
Wow. All right. Well, we need you against the Taker at like WrestleMania. That would be, would that be your dream come true?
You have no idea.
Okay. All right. That has to happen then. I hope Vince McMahon needs to be listening, because it sounds like the Undertaker, like, he's obviously at the end of the road, but he's got a book coming out, I think, and a big documentary.
Right. I'm excited about that. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be cool, but it sounds like it might be the end of the road. Maybe you can just kind of, he can pass you the baton. The Undertaker steps aside, and Enes Kanter steps in and just runs things for 30 years.
Hey,
how's that sound?
I love, man. It's going to be exciting for sure.
Okay. Well, what about this Hub City situation? Like, it sounds like the NBA, you guys are going to be setting up down in Orlando. Are you a Disney guy? Like, how exciting is this? How is there any anxiety? What do you think about this idea?
I mean, I prefer Vegas, obviously, but right now I'll take even Memphis. I'll take anything right now. I'll take anything right now. But I think, you know, they were talking about either like 1 or 2 locations. When we had a conversation with Adam Silver, that possibly they'll look into Orlando. But I heard that there's so many cities that are calling NBA and want to host NBA players. Adam even said, like, they were thinking about even outside of the country, but then they came back and said, hey, it will be tough to just move the whole league to a different country. So right now they are looking for Orlando right now. I think they're going to put us in a bubble in like 1 or 2 months and see, and then we're going to, I think, play.
How have you been staying in shape? I mean, obviously, have you treated this like the off season, allowed your body and your mind to relax and then kind of ramp things up? Have you had a home gym? Are there guys that are improvising to stay in shape?
Hey, I'll be honest with you, man. I've gained 7 to 8 pounds already. You know, there's no lie. I'm going to keep it honest with you. But the good thing was Ramadan. So, like, I did not gain that much weight. I was expecting it even worse. But actually, we had this, you know, virtual workouts with Celtics still. So we had, you know, like the five or six of us get on this call, FaceTime, and literally just the coaches are telling us what to do. Like, you know, the push-ups, sit-ups, slides, this and that. You know, some players are lucky to have, like, big spaces in their houses, but, like, some players live in, like, in a small apartment. So I see this player literally just doing, you know, curls with suitcase full of clothes. I'm like, this is a championship mentality. This is going to bring us a championship, you know? I was like,
that's commitment.
Mean, exactly, man. Like, I mean, we are all trying to do our, like, best we can to stay in shape. But, like, if a player came out and say, I'm in a game shape, he is lying. Because there's no way that you can, in quarantine life, you can stay in a game shape, you know, because you have to play the game to be in a game shape. So, like, right now, man, all I'm trying to do is just to not gain weight.
And as they haven't decided on exact format yet, but in sort of a weird little twist, if they played 1 versus 8, in the East, or if they played 1 versus 16, both ways Philly. You'd end up against Philly.
Yep, and I already looked at it, man.
Would you rather play against a team you don't like? Like, you're jumping right back into it. Would you rather play against a team you know and you don't like, or would you rather play against a Western team that maybe you've only seen once or twice and you don't know them as well?
I would probably say this, man. Besides Houston Rockets, that I hate, they're going to small ball. I'm literally play any team in East or West right now. But I think I prefer East because, like, I know the teams already. You know, we play against them so many times. And, like, our game plan is ready. So I prefer play against the East teams, you know. Because, like, West is, like, it's crazy, man. You never know what's going to happen with the Western teams. But I heard that the other team they're talking about is, like, the World Cup. I don't know how much you are a fan of soccer, but They were talking about, like, 20 teams because, like, we have, like, 8-9 games left in the regular season. So they want to give a chance to some of the teams out there that were about to make the playoffs. So they're talking about 20 teams, 5 different groups, 4 teams in each, and we're just going to do, like, a little tournament. So I have no idea. There's so many rumors and talks out there. The only thing I'm trying to do, man, is just wait and see what happens.
With Enes Kanter of the Boston Celtics. So you took a little jab at Houston there. You hate on the small ball. Why do you hate on that so much?
It's like the small ball. I never liked the small ball, man, because obviously I'm a big man. So, like, I got to go against someone to just, you know, play post-ups, go into rebounds. I got to box them out. But, like, these dudes are, like, all picking pops and can shoot and go right by you, you know? So that's why, like, I don't like Houston Rockets game, man. It's good because they're tough to guard.
Yeah, but especially with extra weight, man, that's going to – you really got to be concerned about that.
Exactly.
Right? You're chasing around Russell Westbrook, who's probably shredded still right now.
Exactly.
That's a different story. What we all know, again, you mentioned it. I mean, there's a lot of rumors about what it's going to look like and where you're going to play. The one thing that's been consistent is there won't be fans. And everyone keeps talking about how much that's going to suck and how you want the fans. But let's spin it the other way. How might it be maybe better without fans? Is there anything you can think of where you're like, actually, that's not bad. I can deal with that without fans.
I mean, I don't know if you're a wrestling fan or not, but I watched WrestleMania, and they did it without the fans. It was one of the most awkward and weirdest, like, the matches, because you could hear, like, the wrestlers were talking. You could hear everything, you know. But, like, I'm thinking about on a basketball court, it would be just weird. The only thing, like, the ball bouncing and the shoes kicking, and that's all you gotta hear. But I mean, if you ask any players right now, man, like, we are all itching to go out there and play basketball if it's all safe to go. So we'll take anything right now.
Are you a trash talker on the court? I mean, there's some players that like to chirp and have some fun and get in the face of other guys. Do you like to trash talk out there?
Yes. I don't cuss, but I do trash talk a lot. If they mic me up, obviously I can't talk. I can't trash talk. But like, if I'm not mic'd up, I do trash talk a lot. Yes.
So what's your go-to, you know, smack talk? Is it a block at the rim? Like, what would lead you to feel the most confident in your chirp? Like, what play on the court?
If I dunk on somebody, for sure I'm turning the space, and you know, because like it's firing everybody up. I know they're gonna give me a technical foul, but I'm still gonna turn that face and try to trash talk to them. But either dunking on somebody or definitely just blocking somebody.
What about when you get dunked on, though? It happens to everyone.
Oh, Lord.
And you know it's going viral. Like, you know it. You know it's on SportsCenter. It's all over Instagram, Twitter. Like, what's that like when 20,000 people are like, ooh, that's our guy, but he just got dunked on badly?
If it's, like, front of our fans, it's not that bad. I'm like, at least the crowd is not into it. But if it's, like, on the road, you get dunked on and you fell on the ground, it's an N1. I'm like, God, please just get me out of here.
Yeah, that's not good for anyone. But the thing is, I think what gets lost in that, Ennis, is like, I give you credit for going up, right? Like, you're trying to make a play.
Exactly. I mean, if it's LeBron is going up, I'm getting out of the way. I'm not going to go up with LeBron. Or right. Like Giannis, I'm going to get out of the way. But like, if it's like some point guard or like a shooting guard, I'm going up with him.
Yeah, and you'll take him down if you have to. That's got to be the play. Well, we wish you nothing but success, and you know, stay safe. And we look forward to seeing you back in the court down in Orlando. When that happens, we don't know. But best of luck until you run into the Raptors. Then things are going to change up here in Toronto. You know that.
Exactly. We'll see what happens.
All right, man. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ennis.
You guys.
There he is, Ennis Kanter from the Boston Celtics.
I love him.
What a beauty.
What a great interview.
That's a big personality. That's a big personality.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's like, I'm not going to lie to you, I put on weight. Like, everyone's put on weight. Everyone has put on weight.
You know what he is? He's one of those guys you know is fun-loving, and guys love him in the room, but I guarantee, like, his strength and conditioning coach is like, please, I don't need that quote out there right now on social media, where he's just like, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. He's like, yeah, I put on 7 or 8 pounds, and anybody who says they're in good shape, they're lying about it. Like, I thought it was brilliant. He was awesome.
He's so good.
Well, the point about game shape, though, is so true. You know, you can do whatever you want to do away from the ice, away from the court, away from the field.
Yeah.
Until you're playing in a game and it's a real game, not an exhibition game, not a ramp up, not an inner squad game, you can't be in game shape. It's physically impossible. Maybe it's just the little jostles, the little bumps you get along the way. You know, every time you take a stride, you get knocked off that stride. All those little things can only happen by playing a game.
How about a playoff game?
You're
How about
right,
that? Like, forget just a game.